And I don't know how many times it's been, but this will make it one more. Amen. 2 Peter chapter number 1, I was thinking about 18 years. 18 years I've been in this place. Who would have thunk it? I never in a million years imagined myself as a pastor, much less the pastor of the greatest church I know of. Amen. Say amen right there. If you don't feel that way about your church, you need to go find the one you do feel that way about. Amen. I believe that. I believe it's a great church and it's a great work. And I thank God for allowing me to have a part of it. And I thought about my purpose in this place over these 18 years. What has my purpose been? Sometimes my job is to fuss at you. You don't get a whole lot of amens right there, but that's my job. The Bible says to rebuke. You got to go to Bible school to understand it, but in the Greek, that means fuss at you. Amen. Sometimes we just have to say, hey, the way you're living ain't right. Fix it. Amen. We've got to preach the whole counsel of God. Sometimes we got to fuss at you. And sometimes we got to pick you up, dust you off, help you out, give you strength, and encourage you. Amen. Sometimes. But I found out most of the time as your pastor, the majority of the time, God has made me your cheerleader. When I look over the sermon titles, that the messages that I've preached over these 18 years, we've preached hard against sin, and we've preached on heaven, and we've preached on hell, and we've preached on practical living and relationships and forgiveness and all these things. But for the most part, it seems that God has put me in a place and in a time when people are weary, when people are about ready to throw in the towel and give up, and God put me on the scene to tell you, hey, there's hope. There's hope and there is help. This morning, if you will allow me for a few minutes just to be your cheerleader. No, I don't have pom-poms and I ain't wearing a miniskirt, but I want to be your cheerleader. Stacy said, thank God. I want to be a cheerleader just for a minute this morning. I want to encourage you. I want you to notice what Peter said to the church here in verse number 13. Peter said, yea, I think it meet as long as I am in this tabernacle. Watch this, to stir you up. He said, as long as I'm in this place, I think it meet. That means necessary. He said, I think it's necessary for me to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Some of your problems this morning is you've simply forgotten how good God has been in your life. And somebody needs to shake you every now and then and say, hey, friend, God has been good to you. God has blessed you. Amen. Watch this. Y'all do this with me. Little exercise. Y'all looking up here? You got it? Get you one. Blow it out. You know what that was? That was a blessing. Amen. Every breath you take is a blessing from God. Amen. And we ought to realize He's been good to us. But if I could do anything this morning, I'd like to stir you up a little bit. You know what it means to stir somebody up? It means to instigate. I'm an instigator. That's what my job is. Me and Stacy and Terry and Johnny and Bubba, we went to school with people. And I would name some names, but I'm afraid they might show up here next Sunday. They were instigators. They always wanted to see a fight. They never wanted to be in a fight. They were always saying, you gonna let him talk to you that way? If he said that to me, I'd knock his head off. Blah, blah, blah. Always running their mouth. That's the ones I wanted to whoop. Amen. They're like a chigger. That's what Brother Terry calls my mother. He saw that coming. Chigger is the only animal known to man whose mouth is bigger than its body. Amen. An instigator. I want to stir you up this morning. Mother, forgive me. I want to stir you up this morning. I'd like to see you get excited about the things of God again in your life. Listen, man, everybody on this planet is stirred up about something. The PGA. They stirred up about hitting the ball with a stick, going to where it landed and hitting it again. Going to where it landed and hitting it again. I know some of you love to play golf. God bless your heart. That's solitary baseball. Hit it and go get it. Amen. I hit something, I want blood to come out. Can I get a witness right there? Amen. They're stirred up about that. The NFL, they're stirred up about kicking a ball through two posts at the end of a cow pasture. Is that right? The Major League Baseball, they're stirred up about hitting a ball over a fence. Something about a ball, ain't it? What if I could just put a ball in Christianity? Would that stir you up? If we could just involve a ball in this thing of some sort. The NBA, they excited over throwing a ball in a basket 10 foot off the ground. We got 10-year-olds around here who can do that. Boy, y'all getting quiet on me. Let me put a ball in your spiritual life. Let me tell you something about Jesus. He's irresistible. Amen. Hallelujah. He's absolutely unbelievable. How about that? And unlike Tiger Woods, unlike LeBron James, unlike Chipper Jones, and unlike any of these sports heroes, he is available. Amen. We ought to get stirred up about the Lord this morning. We ought to get excited about the things. If anybody on this earth has anything to shout about, it's me and you. Listen, man, Chipper didn't get to play half the year last year because he got hurt. Got hurt. Now, listen, I'm a baseball fan. I love baseball. One of my dearest friends played with the Braves. He's sitting right back yonder. I mean, I love baseball. I enjoy it. But listen, man. It depends on your help. It depends on your ability. You know what Jesus required of me? Nothing. I didn't have to try out for a relationship with Him. I didn't have to fill out an application. I didn't have to have a scout come check me out. There was a scout. It was the Holy Ghost of God. But I had absolutely no qualification. He took me just like I was. And He uses me when I'm up. And He uses me when I'm down. Hallelujah. Had absolutely no ability. Amen. But God took me anyway. Amen. We ought to get excited about that. Listen, man, this whole world, they're stir crazy. Would you agree? The NAACP, they're stirred up about what race you are. It ain't the race, man. It's the blood. Amen. Hey, we don't care around here if you're purple with yellow polka dots. We cut you, it's coming out red. Somebody help me right there. Amen. We bring them in, I don't care what color they are. I don't care if they're Asian. I don't care if they're African. I don't care if they're Australian. I don't care if they're Chinese. I don't care if they're Japanese. Hey, they're people that need to be on their knees and trust Christ as their Savior. Amen. The ACLU stirred up about somebody's alternate lifestyle. It ain't about lifestyle, it's about life, friend. Yeah. Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Peter, what a bunch of nuts, man. Amen. I make somebody mad for it's over with, I know. I shouldn't make you mad on Pastor Appreciation Day. I'm supposed to be sweet today, but that's stupid. Yeah. Peter, people eating tasty animals. If we weren't supposed to eat them, why do they taste like food? Yeah. Amen. It's the craziest thing I ever heard. They've never read their Bible. Amen. God told the apostle to rise, to kill, and eat. Hallelujah. Last Saturday, Brother Stacy brought his smoker and cooked us up for our work day. What did you cook, a ham? And a Boston butt. I kept going in the kitchen. I found every excuse in the world to walk through that kitchen and grab me a piece of that ham. Stacy said, if you keep coming in here, there ain't going to be none left. I grabbed me a big chunk of that smoked ham, put it in my mouth, said, thank God I'm not a Jew. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We eat everything on the hog but his tail and his snout. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Peter. Greenpeace. Greenpeace. Worried about whether there's some oil in the ocean or not. I don't care. I'd rather have it there than in my driveway. Amen. Amen. Y'all okay this morning? I don't care. I don't care. Yes, I care about the environment. Trust me, I do. That's why the environment inside my truck, when it gets nasty, I throw it out the window. Amen. Amen. Listen to me carefully this morning. We're stirred up about the wrong things. We're worried about whether or not a whale washes up on the beach somewhere. Whales do that. If you weigh 5,000 pounds and you're stupid enough to swim in 6 inches of water, you deserve to wash up on the bank. Amen. You require more than that to float. Hallelujah. We're stirred up. Hey, one less whale means there's one less possibility for a backslidden preacher to get eat when he goes on vacation. Amen. Talk to Jonah about it when you get to heaven. He'll tell you. Amen. It's not about the creation. It's about the Creator. The Bible said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Let's take our enthusiasm and let's take our zeal and let's get it focused in the right place. It amazes me what lengths people will go to carry a sign and protest this and protest that. But when we mention the name of Christ in a public setting, we're nuts. Amen. I'll never forget years ago, Ashley and Elizabeth and Brother Todd, and I don't remember how many of us, we took 130 teenagers to Washington, D.C. and New York City. We had a street service in the front lawn of the White House. All the kids, there was a song then by the Steels, "We Want America Back," a gospel song. All the kids had an American flag, and we stood out in front of the White House and we sung "We Want America Back." Well, there's a guy came out of a gate over here and a guy came out of a gate over here. They got on each end of those kids. They had on three-piece suits. They had them little things in their ears where they could hear one another. I don't know what you call them. They had them. Secret, they had hearing aids, whatever you call them, radios. They had on dark sunglasses and they come out there and they stood just like this. I went over and I said, "You the CIA, ain't you?" That guy trying not to grin, he said, "I'm Secret Service, sir." I said, "You come out here to tell us we can't do this, didn't you?" He took those glasses off. He said, "Sir, y'all are a breath of fresh air." He said, "I come out here to make sure nobody bothers you." He said, "All we ever get around here is somebody yelling and screaming about something they don't agree with. All we get around here is people toting around a likeness of a dead baby on a stick and all this kind of garbage." He said, "Y'all just keep on. Sing all you want. Preach all you want. Hallelujah." I'm saying, let's get stirred up again about the things of God. Woo! Somebody said, "That preacher's crazy." I got something to shout about. Let me tell you something. If Johnny Manning, where's he at? If he'll still be my hookup, it won't be long. If you watch the TV, that camera might just sweep by their season ticket seats. Right up behind home plate at Turner Field. And I promise you, church, you may be disappointed if you ever see your pastor on that screen. Because I'm going to be right there with the rest of them fools. Going, "Oh, yeah, brother." I do the wave. Oh, yeah, man, I'll get it started. I like it. Amen. But I'll be doggone if I'm going to go to Turner Field and do the tomahawk chop and do the wave and come to church and sit there like a knot on a log. Hey, man, I've got something to shout about this morning. Let's get stirred up. Let's get stirred up about the things of God. Let me instigate you a little bit. Get stirred up about your salvation. Are you saved? Nod your head. Wave your hand. You know you're going to heaven when you die, do you? Talk to me a little bit. Come on. Are you a child of God? You ought to just rear back and holler. You ought to just right. You did. You didn't deserve getting saved. You didn't deserve heaven when you die. You didn't deserve getting all your sins forgiven instantaneously. What you deserve was to be thrown in hell with your back broke, naked, and upside down. But here you sit this morning. Woo. We ought just be glad we're saved. Amen. I'm no spiritual giant, but I'm saved. I don't always do right. How about you? Some of you think you do, and you crooked as a dog's hind leg. Amen, hypocrite. Amen. I know, be nice, be nice. Self-righteous. We a bunch of sinners is what we are. Amen. Turn around and look at your neighbor and say, you just a dressed up sinner. That's all you are. You put on the best thing you had and went to church. You sorry as I am. Maybe you shouldn't tell your wife that, sir. I tell your other neighbor. Amen. You got to go home with her. Amen. We ought not to get so high and mighty. We get to thinking we're all this. I have to preach occasionally in preachers' meetings. That's where a bunch of preachers get together and preach to one another. For the most part, Brother Larry, I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like to get around a bunch of men of God. They put on airs. The Bible says, blah, blah, blah. All he's trying to do is impress somebody with what he knows. I'm trying to impress you what I don't know this morning. Amen. They get to thinking they're something when they're nothing. Amen. Do you know the same thing you're made out of, I can go out there and scoop up off the ground? Do you understand that? It takes 96 elements to make up the human body. It is the same 96 elements that the dirt out there is made out of. God, remember, formed man out of the dust of the earth. He made a dirt ball and blowed some Holy Ghost wind in it. That's all you are. A dirt ball. With life breathed into you. Amen. I'm not trying to depress you. I'm not. We're going to have low self-esteem. Y'all too. Amen. This society's telling our kids, you can do anything. You can be anything you want. No, you can't. I can stand up here and jump all day long. I will never slam dunk a basketball. You can't do anything you want. You can be anything God wants you to be. Amen. We ought to just get stirred up that we're saved and on our way to heaven. How long? Hey, you. How many would shout if somebody paid your house off? Come on, help me out. I mean, just called you up and said, hey, just want you to know you debt free. They got a radio show. I forgot what his name is. People call in when they're debt free, and he counts to three, and they shout out something. We're debt free, I guess. Huh? Yeah, I didn't hear that. Whoever. They get excited because their debt's paid off. 1, 2, 3, we're debt free. Listen to me this morning. 1, 2, 3, I am spiritually debt free. All my sins are gone. My debt has been paid in full. And I'm sorry, but I'm excited about it. Amen. And you ought to be too. You ought to be too. Listen, man, I'm preaching to people who know me this morning. I'm preaching to people who grew up with me. But don't forget, I grew up with you too. Yeah. Amen. Yeah, bro. Somebody said, oh, we're going to get all these people in here that knows Brother Eddie's past. That's all right. I know theirs. Yeah. And I get to get in the pulpit every Sunday. Amen. I have the upper hand. Yeah. We know each other. We know we don't deserve this. That's right. Yeah. Amen. We know we don't deserve it. We know it. This shouldn't be us in here serving God together, worshiping God together, on our way to heaven together. We know that. Somebody said, I don't like that church. They yell and holler too much. It's because of what we realize. We're debt free.
Yes, sir.
Jesus paid a debt he did not owe.
That's right.
And he paid a debt I could not pay.
That's right.
Amen. We ought to get stirred up about our salvation.
Amen.
Amen. Don't just tell somebody sometime today, hey, thank God I'm saved.
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah.
It's good to be saved, ain't it? Say amen.
Amen.
It is. We ought to get stirred up about souls. Souls. People. Where they'll spend eternity. Somebody said, why you cry like a baby when them kids come in here? It stirs my heart, man. It stirs my heart. Every little boy that walked up on this stage, I saw a potential pastor. A potential bus worker. A potential pastor's wife. I'm talking about the girls there now. Amen. It's still Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Amen. We all right? Man, if that doesn't stir your heart, I tell you what, I double dog dare you to come go visiting with us next Saturday. I want you to come go see where they live. Some of them. Some of them have good homes and good parents. We've got one of the bus children's mother here with us this morning. Appreciate you being here. But some of them's kids, they don't have a mama to go to church with them. They got a mama that smokes crack. All the kid knows about the man that was in mama's bed last night is it ain't their daddy. Well, what an opportunity we have. What an opportunity we have. What an opportunity you have. We ought to get stirred up about it and excited about it. I'm excited about next Saturday. Amen. How much you want to bet every parent we talk to next week has heard of us? How much you want to bet? We're going to get to go meet them. And invite them to come and take part of the same thing their children are getting.
Amen.
We ought to get excited about souls.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Listen, man. The way to bring people to Jesus is not bombing abortion clinics.
Amen.
Please forgive me before I even say this, but if you believe in that kind of stuff, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Man, you don't bring people to God by killing people.
That's right.
We all right? Man, you bring people to God by showing them the love of God. I don't mean we don't preach about against sin. We do. But man, we want them to see Christ in us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Jesus didn't march on nothing when he was here.
Amen, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, I come to seek and to save that which is lost.
Amen, brother.
We ought to get excited about souls. Everybody you meet is going to spend eternity somewhere.
Yes,
heaven or hell. I saw a church sign a while back. It said, where will you spend eternity? Smoking or non-smoking?
Amen.
Catchy but true.
Yes,
amen. Listen, you may have come here this morning. You're not sure where you'll spend eternity when you die. You can leave here knowing that today.
Yes,
because of what we preach and what we teach. There's nothing we'd rather do than take a Bible, get in this altar, and show you how you can know where you'll go when you die.
Yes.
Why? Because we're stirred up about souls.
Yes.
Oh, they clapped and all that a while ago. But we get more excited than that when somebody gets saved.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Bible said all heaven rejoices over a sinner that repents.
Yeah.
Amen. That's exciting.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Larry was telling me yesterday, Brandon, his nephew, did he make it this morning?
No.
Oh, tell him shame on him. He told Brandon, his nephew, about a church to visit over in Lithia Springs, I believe it was. I'd say the name of it. I ought to. Anyway. He told him about a church that he ought to try and visit because it's closer to where he lived. At the end of the service, Brandon's a real sharp young man, good-looking boy. I mean, wears expensive clothes and all that. I mean, he dressed up and went to church. He said there wasn't nobody in there but old people. Is that what he said, Brother Larry? There's all old people. He said, every one of them. He said, there wasn't a real tooth in the crowd. Amen. Well, he said there wasn't a real set of teeth in the whole bunch. When the service was over, the pastor walked up to him and said, who are you and what do you want? And if you're looking for a show, you're in the wrong place. I ain't as sanctimonious as some of y'all. I'd hit him right in the mouth. There's who I am. Amen. Isn't that terrible?
Yeah.
Not we're glad you're here.
Yeah.
Not I'm thankful I got the opportunity to preach the gospel to you and tell you about Jesus. Who are you and what do you want? My goodness. Where have we gotten to in Christianity? Do you realize everybody who walks through that door has a soul? Listen, we don't care if they're red, yellow, black, white, green, blue, pink. I don't care. Jesus died for them. We don't care if they got money or they flat broke. We prove that because the majority that comes through them doors is flat broke. Amen. That's the truth. Did you know there is a church in this town, if they have a visitor come through who's rough? Y'all know what I mean by rough? I mean, you just look at them and you can kind of tell their position in society. You don't have to even talk to them and you know their background just by their looks. They have been people come to this church that have been told by another church in this town, you ought to try Happy Valley. You know what they're saying? We don't want you, but go down there. They'll take anybody. Hallelujah. What a compliment. Send them on. Send them on. We'll love them all. Amen. Why? We're stirred up about souls. Our job is to populate heaven. Amen. Some of you around here think your job's to populate the earth. Amen. And it is. Amen. We got more babies. I wasn't pointing at him, Shane. Leave him alone. We ought to be stirred up about souls. Hey, listen, let me ask you a question. And I'm going to hurry and quit, I promise. I think. Do you know for sure if everybody in your family is saved? Do you? Do you know? Have you ever asked them? Have you ever asked them? I was real impressed. I pick at Stacy all the time from the pulpit. We grew up together. Well, I grew up. Stacy just started coming to church, what, a year and a half, two? Year ago? Year ago in July, wasn't it? When Brother Jay died. He came to 2 years. He came to Brother Jay's funeral. Heard me preach. He's been here ever since. Last Sunday, his daddy came. Been diagnosed with cancer in his kidneys. He came to the altar and let us pray for him. And I was so impressed with something Stacy did. When we got through praying, he grabbed his daddy by the hand. And he said, Daddy, I got to know something. Looked him dead in his eyeball. He said, Daddy, I got to know if you're saved. He said, Yes, Stacy, I am. He said, Daddy, are you sure? Wow. Spot on, brother. Good job. Good job. It's too late when they're laying in the casket at the funeral home. Oh, by the way, his daddy went to the doctor after we prayed for him on Sunday. He went to the doctor on Monday, and the doctor said, after looking at this again, it ain't near as bad as we thought it was. Hey. Yes, there is a God. Sir, does your children know? If we had to bury you tomorrow, could they walk by that casket and go, I'm not worried about my daddy. I know where he's at. Amen. Could they say that for a certainty? They should be able to. Yes. Amen. You ought to grab your youngin' sometime today in this service. I don't care. Do it right now. Tell your kid, hey, I just want you to know your daddy's saved.
Amen. Yes,
sir. I may not always do right and live right in front of you, but I know Christ is my Savior. Yeah. If something happens to me, son, if something happens to me, daughter, just know that I'm in heaven. Yeah. You ought to get stirred up about souls. Yeah. Parents, you ought to ask your children. You ought to ask your children, son, daughter, have you got this thing taken care of about your salvation? What is, I'm saying get stirred up about soul. I would rather know my son is saved and on his way to heaven than the President of the United States.
Amen.
I was so glad that day he called me from Bible college. Bible college, have you? After a chapel service. I believe it was on a Friday. And he was crying uncontrollably. I couldn't understand what he said. I said, son, what's the matter? Son, what's wrong? What's wrong? He said, Daddy, I just got saved. There's no greater thing a daddy can know. Hey, my son, even if his life is cut short down the road, I know where he'll spend eternity. Amen. You ought to thank you, baby. You ought to ask one another. Ask one another. Make sure your family knows. Amen. Let's get stirred up about souls this morning. Let's get stirred up. Let's get stirred up about service, about doing something for God. Let me tell you something. Come August, it'll be 105 degrees. And there's a crowd of us around here. And I'm sorry if you don't like it, but this is just who we are. About the 1st of August, we'll get our bows out. I'm talking about bows and arrows. We'll set up targets in the yard, and we'll start practicing in 105 degree weather, sweat pouring out of every pore. Come September, we'll go climb up a tree, get eat up by chiggers and skeeters. If you're from the north, that's a mosquito. Amen. All because we're stirred up about a glorified goat. I'm guilty. If it's brown, it's down. That's my motto. Amen. Amen. We love to deer hunt around here. What if we got as excited about this visitation next Saturday? Amen. Have you practiced any? We practice for everything else. We got grown men in this building who play softball and go to practice and do all that. I mean, brother, get ready for the game. We practice with our bows. We practice with our rifles. We practice with our golf club. Hey, man, let's practice with this Bible right here. How about before next Saturday we tell somebody about Jesus? Y'all all right? Let's just kind of prime the pump a little bit. Amen. I thought about this one day. I was sitting in a deer stand. I had been there for 5 hours. Patiently. 5 hours. 30 some odd degrees. And I'm thinking, I'm stupid. Why am I doing this? And the Holy Spirit said, when have you suffered 5 hours for me? So I'm uncomfortable talking to people. I was uncomfortable in that deer stand, but I sat there, buddy. Why? Because of the possibility. The possibility. I'd seen the sign. I knew he was there. Because of what might happen. Why are you excited about next Saturday going visiting? I've seen the sign. They're out there. And the Lord may just let us go right by where they live. If you ever make that one visit where somebody opens the door and says, we're so glad you came by. We was just talking yesterday about how we need to get in church. We need to get our hearts where it ought to be. Come on in. If you ever make that one visit, amen, it'll be worth it. We ought to get excited, stirred up about salvation, our salvation, about souls, about serving God. Amen. Next Sunday morning, I won't be in here. By the way, Brother Charles, have your gun loaded. I'll be here, but I'm going to be out there in the gym. Me and Brother Clint's going to cowboy up. We're bringing our horses. We're having our Western Roundup Day for our kids. I'm excited. I am literally going to give the horse a bath. Just have him looking sharp, amen, before I take him in that gym. Yeah, in the gym. And preach to them kids. I'm excited about that. I'm excited about serving God. Some of those little kids never even seen a horse, much less got to get on one. Amen. But I'm going to use that horse to get their attention. I'm going to tell them about Jesus. Amen. I'm going to tell them about the church. Most important thing, that cowboy is his horse. That's his transportation. Hey, listen, we ain't cowboys this morning, but we're Christians. And this ain't no horse we're riding. It's a church. And it's our transportation. It's what's going to get us to heaven. Amen? Amen? Lastly, we ought to get excited about the soon return of our Savior. I love that old song. Says, Jesus is coming soon. Morning, night, or noon. It's not going to be long. He's coming to take his church out of here. You ready to go? You ready to go? You got your ticket? Are you prepared? Let's stand our feet all over the house. I know it's late, and I apologize. But I hope you'll leave excited about what God's done in your life. I hope you will. I'm excited about this thing. I run into somebody the other day at the store. They said, "Is Bubba Meadows really at church every service?" I said, "Every service. Like a clock a ticking. Is it really true he had on a suit last Sunday?" I said, "Right as rain, brother." That excites me. It excites me to sit in the house of God with people I grew up with. You say, "You talk about them guys a lot." I know. I'm excited that you're here too. Amen. I'm excited that you're here too. I'm stirred up about the things of God. I look forward to this every week. Every week. What a blessing. Are you stirred up about your salvation? Can you look at your children? Look at your wife? Wife, can you look at your husband and your kids and say, "I just want you to know that if anything happens to me, I'll be in heaven." You can put your heart at ease about that. Can you do it? Had one saved already this morning out in Junior Church. Amen. What a blessing. Somebody can go home and say that to their family. Amen. Let's bow our heads this morning. All over the house. Nobody looking around. Heads bowed. Eyes are closed. Listen, I wouldn't come to you. Wouldn't embarrass you for nothing in this world. I told you to ask one another, but I want to ask you personally. Are you sure? Is it 100% settled in your heart that if you died right now, heaven would be your home? How about it? I want to know. If you know that for certain, would you slip your hand up? Thank the Lord. That's almost every hand in this room. Thank you. You know, one of the most disappointing things in the world for me would be to get to heaven and you not be there. So I don't know if the Lord had saved me. Oh, yes. How do you know, preacher? He saved me. I guarantee you, ain't nobody in here no worse than I was. Ain't nobody in here no bigger sinner than I was. The Lord will save you this morning. I wonder if there's one here this morning. Listen, I wouldn't come to you. Wouldn't embarrass you. We don't drag people to the altar. I don't do that. But I wonder if there's somebody here say, "Preacher, I couldn't raise my hand because I'm not sure. I need to get that settled in my heart. Please pray for me." How about it? Anybody? God bless you, ma'am. Thank you so much. God bless you, honey. I see your hand. How about it? Anybody else? "Preacher, I'm not sure if I died right now, heaven would be my home. Just pray for me, would you?" Anybody else? Thank you so much for being honest. Hey, maybe you're here this morning, you say, "Preacher, I'm saved, but I need to get excited about it again. I need to get stirred up about what God's done in my life." Pray that God would put the excitement back in my heart. How about that this morning? Ought to be hands all over this building. Yes, thank you. Let's pray together. Father, as we come to you this morning, in Jesus' name, God, we thank you for this day and our time together. God, thank you for allowing me. Lord, it's been a privilege to be the pastor of this church for these 18 years. Lord, I pray you'd give us 18 more. Lord, I pray that you'd bless our time together this morning. Lord, the greatest blessing would be that those that raise their hands would come to know you as their Savior. God, you know every hand. God, you saw every heart before the hand was ever raised. Father, I pray you'd deal with us accordingly this morning. God, most of all, we pray you get honor and glory. We'll thank you and we'll praise you, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.